Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome back to my show. I'm so happy that 2022 has finally come, and I'm pretty sure you all are also really happy about it. 2021 has gone away so fast, and so let's welcome 2022 with a lot of fun things, fun surprises, and many good things to come. So without further ado, let me start the show. So in today's episode, I will be revealing a few of my podcast episodes which are going to be happening in the future. I'll be revealing a few of the top ones, and I'll also be revealing maybe a few topics I'm going to be doing later on. After that, I'll be talking to you about my top podcast episode from last year, and then I'll be answering a few New Year questions. So let's begin. So first off, my podcast has been doing really well. It has had many views from all over the world, and I plan on boosting my content levels and my views numbers higher and higher year by year. So the top 5 episodes from last year was my first episode, which had 62 plays, and that episode was all about like just my beginning trailer kind of episode. My 13th episode was also one of the top ones. It was like very high. This one was talking about multiple authors, where I talked about different authors and their styles and different structures they have, and this one got 103 plays. So this was my highest till now. Then I had the Valentine's Day special, which is 54 plays, and there was another one where I had interviewed Ava Zander, who is an author and illustrator, and that one was 51 plays. And the 25th episode, where I read one of my stories, was also 51 plays. So in conclusion, the highest podcast episode I have ever made so far is the 13th episode, which had like 103 plays. So that's my analytics for last year's top 5. Now on to the fun part, where like I discuss and tell you and reveal the fun things I've planned up for you guys, is finally here. So I plan on keeping I have an interview with, I'm interviewing Rose Wine. She's an amazing author. I'll be interviewing her, and her episode will be up on 3rd January. Then I'll be having another interview where I'll be posting an interview with Susan Darash. She's a children's author, and her one will be posted on 19th January. Then I have a Judy Blume special in Feb, a Valentine's Day special. Then I even have a Keeper of the Lost Cities trivia special. Then I have an Asian Pacific American Heritage special, Mother's Day special, Anne Frank special, Father's Day special, Matilda special, and much more. These are few of the main ones which I have. Now this list, which I even have posted this podcast schedule in the show notes for the previous episodes. You can find it and you can look at it over there. It'll be updating every few months, but like with changes, but as of now it's fully updated till 25th December. And as topics come to my mind, I'll add more stuff to it. Anyways, that's the podcast episode schedule I have, and I hope you all tune in for all that fun, and have a great year. Now, on to the questions. First question I have received is, what was the hardest thing you've done this year? For me, the hardest thing I've done this year would be convincing myself to continue writing. my book because in between it went like flat. I had no ideas, I had writer's block, but then I overcame it and I started writing again. But somehow it was the hardest thing I've done because it was really tough to get back on to writing, especially when you had no ideas left. But then I started reading other books and looking at other people's writing and I got back. Now the next question is, what are you most looking forward to next year? Which is the same basically. So I'm most looking forward to like completing my book and getting onto editing, but mainly it's like having a finished book in my hands, as in like the first draft, which is at least complete, and that way I can start like with the second process, which is like editing it and getting on to second draft, third draft and fourth draft, depending on like how many I need. So that's something I'm looking forward to the most this year. One thing I learned this year would be like in 2021 would be that never give up even when times get hard. Now it may seem weird when I say it because I technically did kind of give up on the book, but then I got back to it, which is good, which means that if you think about it carefully, then maybe something you want to give up somehow like come back to you and you'll start doing whatever you like again. Now the next question was, what would you change about 2021? Something I would change about 2021 would be not having COVID. Because with COVID happening, it's very hard to like go places, or even like because like with the mask it's really hard. But I think the positive about the COVID pandemic happening is that since I started my podcast during the pandemic by accident, that too I had more time to work on it, which means that it kind of positively impacted the show as well. But even then I would think I would kind of change it. My goal for this year would be well, this one is a hard one. My goal for this year would be, again, the same thing as I told for what I'm looking forward to, which is to complete my novel and have it ready to like start editing and polishing and all of that. So that's one goal I have for this year. My favorite memory from the year would be interviewing authors. I just love interacting with authors and like understanding their story, understanding their work as well as them as a person, because that way you're learning a lot as a aspiring writer, an aspiring author, or even if you have written stuff and you're still writing and working on your next book, you're still learning a lot because no one has ever stopped learning. Now, another question was, what was your favorite movie from the year? For me, my favorite movie from the year would be, I have this in mind, but let me just quickly recall what it was. Alright, so it was, let's skip this question and we'll come back to it later on. Let me quickly check that out and tell you in some time, but until then we can go back to the next question was, which is that, what is the best gift you got this year? So the best gift I've got this year would be more time. It's kind of like a gift actually, so more time to work on things like reading, writing, because with like had that COVID time not been there during the break or whatever, I would not have had time to read much or write much. Well, I still have time to read and write, but like not as much as I had before school began, right? So So anyways, that's the best gift I've got this year, as in like 2021. Let me quickly come back to you about the favorite movie thing right now. Oh yeah, so my favorite movie from last year, which I watched, would be Descendants. And I know that Descendants is really old, like as in like it was not made last year, but still it's like an amazing movie and I loved it because I watched it last year. And my favorite TV show of the year would be Good Luck Charlie, as well as Julie and the Phantoms. They both are amazing shows and they both revolve around family, friendship and hope. What was your favorite song of the year? My favorite song of the year would be The Edge of Great, as well as Unsent Emily from the Julie and the Phantoms. They're really good songs and are really bright. And yeah. Now another question that I've got is, what's something nice you did for someone this year? So in 2021, me and my whole Girl Scout group, we sang for the elderly, which was really fun. So that's something nice I did for someone as a group. What's the best thing you ate this past year? The best thing I've had this past year would be it would be like this dish I got in a restaurant and it was amazing. I don't exactly remember what it was called, but it was amazing. It was like made out of rice and had Indian spices, which tasted magical. And yeah, okay, what's a new skill you learned in the past year? So a new skill I learned in the past year would be it would possibly be like, let me think about that one. Actually, I've learned many new skills. Okay, so this is a skill I have had for a long time, but I think past year I got into singing then. So that's a new skill I kind of got back to. So I have singing, I used to do singing, but then I stopped and then again I got back, which is like a new skill in a way, which I got back to. What movie or show are you most looking forward to next year? For me, the movie I'm most looking forward to is The Keeper of the Lost Cities movie. I'm not sure whether it's coming up next year or not, but I'm definitely be waiting for that. And I'm also probably going to be waiting for let me get back to you on that, 1 minute. Another movie would be the Hocus Pocus 2 movie. Then there's Peter Pan and Wendy, the live action one. There's Pinocchio, Sneakerella is one of the most awaited movies for me. And then Disenchanted, which is like the sequel to Enchanted. So yeah, I'm pretty much waiting for all these movies. Any movies which come on Disney Plus are mostly like movies I wait for, because Well, it really depends on the genre. If it's sports related, maybe may not go towards it. If it's sports fiction in a way like Mighty Ducks kind, then maybe I might end up watching it. Now, the best book I read this read in the past year. Well, I can't really answer that because I've read many books, but one of my favorite books from last year would be many, actually. I can't really list anyone, so let's skip that question and move on. What's the dream you would like to make a reality next year? A dream that I would love to make a reality next year would, like this year, would be reaching at least like 10,000 views maybe on my podcast. I know that's a big goal, but I want to try and achieve that. So that's my answer to that question. And then the last and final question was, what's your greatest wish for 2022? My greatest wish for 2022 is that a lot of success is brought and more people start reading, writing, and having fun and doing great things. So yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode. I hope you all had fun, and once again, Happy New Year. I'll see you all in the next episode. Until then, keep reading, keep writing, and have fun. We'll be right back.